Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. As we were writing yesterday's teaching on seven motivations to greater success, I kind of felt stirred to write down seven threats to your success. We're going to talk about them on today's call. Number one, avoid the moral muck, M-U-C-K. And according to dictionary.com, the words define it as moist, farmyard dung, decaying vegetable matter, manure, mire, mud, filth, dirt, or slime, deflammatory, or sullying remarks. If you've ever walked around a farm, most of the time you can avoid the muck by being careful where and what you step in. However, if you're not paying attention, if you let your guard down, then you're in the muck. Compromise with sin works the same way. If you're diligent with your attention, your focus on the Word, you can avoid the muck.
Hallelujah.
Once we begin to compromise God's instructions, things begin to get worse and worse, and the muck will seem like quicksand. We can't compromise with sin and win. Let me say that again. We can't compromise with sin and win.
That's right.
Here's some really good news, though. And it's found in Psalm 40, verse 2. Psalm 40, verse 2 in the Voice translation. He reached down and threw me from the deep, dark hole where I was stranded, mired in the muck and the clay. With a gentle hand, he pulled me out. Hallelujah. He pulled me out to set me down safely on a warm rock. He held me till I was steady enough to continue the journey again. God is waiting and ready to get each of us back on track, continuing the journey to success.
Can anybody say hallelujah to
hallelujah.
That?
Hallelujah.
Number two, surrendering to doubt. You know, unfortunately, doubt is as present in our lives as the air we breathe. There's going to be times, not speaking prophetically, but just practically, when doubt rears its ugly head, seeking to derail our journey to success. I found over the years that doubt links up with hurt and disappointment and anger and depression and envy and jealousy and other nasty, yes, negative emotions. There will be times when our dreams of success will seem like a distant, way-off goal or even a memory, but they're not. So how do we deal with doubt? The same way that we do with everything else that pops up in our lives. The Word of God. In Matthew 14, verse 29, when Peter heard Jesus say, come, he received the authority to get out of that boat and walk on the water. And by faith, he did. In Matthew 14, verses 29 through 30, and he said, come. And when Peter was come out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. Peter's doubt was fueled by looking and focusing on his circumstances instead of keeping his eyes on Jesus, who is the Word. In Matthew 14, verse 31, this is what happens when you put your eyes back on the Word. This in the New Living Translation, it says, Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him, Peter, from the water. You have so little faith, Jesus said. Why did you doubt me? We all have sudden bursts of faith that propel us out of that boat and past our previous location. When God gives us the authority to do something, to be successful, we should never begin to doubt so that it derails our hopes and our dreams. But, and if, and when, doubt shows up in our life. Let's send something like Psalm 94, verse 19 in the Living Bible to the door. Because it says, Lord, when doubts fill my mind, when my heart is in turmoil, quiet me and give me renewed hope and cheer.
The third threat to our success is this. Trying to be somebody else. God made each of us unique in all the earth. No one has our finger or voice prints. So why would we ever want to be a copy of, well, to be a copy instead of an original? I've said for years, I'm not Kenneth Copeland, though I have great admiration for him. I'm not Dr. Creflo Dollar, though I recognize his powerful anointing. I'm not Jesse Duplantis, though I do have a pretty good sense of humor. I'm not Joel Osteen, though I am one of the most positive people you'll ever meet. I'm not Joyce Meyer, though I often admire her practical insight to the Word of God. And I could go on and on. But I'm not any of these men or women, nor do I want to be. I just want to be, I want to be me and a better me every day. God didn't create us to be clones. He created us to be originals, to be significant in his kingdom as to who we were created to be. According to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, the word original means the source or cause from something, the source or cause from which something arises. Now hear this next part really good. What makes you an original is the source of your origination. Genesis 1:26, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. As an original, you, me, we were created in his image after his likeness, and that child of God makes us significant in his eyes. So never let the world or the enemy convince you to be somebody or something else other than the original that God created you to be.
Number 4, ghosts, gorillas, gremlins, goblins, or maybe I should put it this way, guilt from your past. We want to share a couple of scriptures on how to deal with the things from your past. Everybody has one. And they're going to make you shout. I'd recommend you write them down and carry them with you so that when any of these nasty things pop up from your past, you've got this right ready to look at. Luke 9:62 in the New Century Version says, Jesus said, anyone who begins to plow a field but keeps looking back is of no use in the kingdom of God. Now, this next one's going to make you shout, isn't it, honey?
Absolutely.
Isaiah 43:25. Write it down. Isaiah 43:25 in the Classic Amplified. I am he who blots out and cancels your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. The Message Bible translation of that scripture says, but yes, I am the one who takes care of your sins. It's what I do. I don't keep a list of your sins. Hallelujah. How can God bring up sin that he doesn't remember? He didn't even take it down. God will not bring up your past, but oh, the enemy will. But he can only get away with it if you let him. That's why you have to forget the past and move past it and not let him remind you of it. Philippians 3:13 through 15 in the New King James Version says, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. It may be easier to engage in doubt than get off the couch, but don't. Look, your consequences are eternal in the decisions you make.
The fifth threat, laziness. I'm going to share with you two scriptures that conclusively prove that laziness is a threat to your success. And if you want more teaching on it, go to haroldherring.com and read my blog, 16 proverbial reasons not to be lazy. It's a thought-provoking, eye-opening teacher. Listen, a lazy person will be followed by trouble wherever they go and whatever they do. Proverbs 15:19, Living Bible. A lazy fellow has trouble all through life. The good man's path is easy. A lazy person is not capable of success. Proverbs 12:24, Living Bible. Work hard and become a leader. Be lazy and never succeed. Laziness is a dream robber, destiny stealer, and heart breaker.
That is so true. Number 6, loss of energy. In the drive to success, many well-meaning, God-fearing, Bible-quoting believers have fallen asleep at the wheel, only to end up in the ditch. Sometimes it's called burning the candle at both ends. In other words, not getting enough and proper rest. But there is a solution. In Proverbs 3, verse 21 in the Living Bible, it says, have two goals, wisdom, that is knowing and doing right, and common sense. Don't let them slip away, for they will fill you with living energy.
Hallelujah.
And bring you honor and respect. The Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary defines energy as dynamic quality, usable power, positive spiritual force.
Wow.
I like that. That's right. Energy is defined in the secular dictionary as a positive spiritual force. What's the best way to deal with a loss of energy? Do what the woman with the issue of blood did. In Mark 5:30 in the Message Bible, it says, at the same moment, Jesus felt energy discharging from him. He turned around to the crowd and asked, who touched my robe? The goal? Reach out and touch Jesus. Embrace the word, his presence, and you will find yourself filled with energy and on the fast track to success again. Hallelujah.
Number 7, lack of focus. Luke 9:41. And the Message Bible says, Jesus said, what a generation. No sense of God. No focus to your lives. How many times do I have to go over these things? How much longer do I have to put up with this? Oh, I never want to hear him say that to me.
Amen.
Focus can be simply defined as whatever has your attention. It's clear that God wants us focused on his plan for our lives. If you're not focused on the future, well, you're destined to live in the past. Our success is in front of us, not behind us. Anthony Robbins, the noted author and motivational speaker, said, it's not what's happening to you now, but what has happened to you in the past that determines who you become. Whether it's your decisions about what to focus on, what things mean to you, and what you're going to do about them, that will determine your ultimate destiny. It's a great quote. A lack of focus will definitely derail your journey to the lifestyle of the saved and successful.
I like that better.
Hallelujah. Once you know the threats, you can overcome them.
That's right.
That's what the
and
Word allows
those
us to do.
Scriptures.
Absolutely. You may want to listen to this one again. If you've been blessed with the teaching, go to haroldherry.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. And as I said, if you've been blessed, up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.